Well, good evening, everybody. It's good to see you in church tonight. So, welcome to worship. Tomorrow, there will be a service in here at 9:30 if you're up and about, and that's before you need to start preparing sprouts. Who loves sprouts? Who would rather we didn't have them? And you know, I have a ministerial friend who assured me that everything was made by God, bar sprouts, which were the fruit of the devil, he said. But I quite like sprouts, I must admit. In fact, I know somebody that really likes sprouts because you had sprouts in an omelette last night, didn't you? It's always good to embarrass your family. That's what they're there for. Well, that's what my family are there for, I think. So, it's getting close to Christmas. And we've got a few carols to sing, and we're going to make a Christingle. So, will we begin our service by singing O Little Town of Bethlehem? Worship God in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for all that Christmas means to us. We go with the shepherds to find a baby in a manger who is the Saviour of the world. We travel with wise men to find the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We rejoice with angels and sing of God's glory. We worship Jesus as the light of the world, the Prince of Peace, the one who lived with us and for us. We rejoice in a Saviour who knows our weakness and has compassion upon us. We are grateful that through that great gift of God at Christmas, we are brought to a place where we know God's love for all of us. With a sense of wonder, we find a baby in a manger who is Christ the Lord. As we gather here this evening, we pray for ourselves and for our world. We seek your forgiving and healing touch. We know that our world needs your help. We know that we need your help. So we bring to you the things in our lives that we want to be forgiven. We bring to you the things in this world that need your forgiveness, and we bring these to you. When we are truly sorry, we are forgiven. And as we accept that forgiveness, you take away that burden of guilt that we carry. As we accept your forgiveness, we pray for better days for ourselves and for our world. We look to Jesus, who is the light of the world. Lord, accept our praise. And today and tomorrow, and as we go into a new year, help us to be what you would have us be. We offer our praise and prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. I think I need to light some candles. And if I ask for volunteers, I'm going to get a lot of hands, I think. So, I'm looking around to see. Right, if I start working from primary one, anybody here in primary one? No. Primary two that would like to light a candle? You are in primary two. I've got two people in primary two. And I've got to say, I have a sneaking suspicion that the one that's teaching primary two, but it's a 2-3, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The one who is teaching is less bright than the one that is in primary two. Is that right, Lucas? Yeah, Lucas nodded. Would you like to come out? Come on, you could help me. Anybody in primary three that would like to come out? Is there a primary three? No? A primary four? Ah, right. Okay. Primary five? A primary six? A primary seven? Anybody here in secondary school that would like to come out and help? You're being pointed at, do you know that? Do you know there's people behind you? You've met them before, you'll speak to them later, maybe. Right, okay, we'll have to go for some older boys and girls, will we? Right. Is there anybody who would like to light a candle from the older boys and girls? I'll just stand here until I've got two. Hooray! Right, now I've got to find the wherewithal to light the candles. Right.
Are you sure?
Okay. Right. Well, we'll start with you, Lucas. Are you safe? Now, it's these red candles, and any red candle you like, but maybe one of the ones further back, since it's the first one. So, okay. Oh, well done. Right, there we go. Are you going to wait to see if it needs blown out? Oh, there it goes. Do we trust you with fire? Oh. There we go. That's grand. And I know Wendy's really good at blowing these out. You want to blow it out? Blow it out. Well done. There we go. Now we can sing Child in the Manger, I think it is. Yes, 3-1-4. The story that we know really well, the story of Christmas from Luke's Gospel. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Amen. That's the story in the Bible. This is a Christingle service. I was first at a Christingle service in Edinburgh in, I think it was 1989. So quite a long time ago. And I learned about the Christingle there and thought, what a good idea. It's such a good service. And I know I did. We had lots of Christingle services here. And I thought I would try something different because you must have seen too many, some people. And I got so many complaints, where was the Christingle? That I thought, why don't we just have a Christingle service? Because it reminds us so much of what Christmas is about. Of course, the Christingle has been around a long time, over 200 years. It started in the Czech Republic in the Moravian Church. And there are a number of legends and stories about how the Christingle started. One is, and this seems very strange to be saying this today and talking about over 200 years ago, because it sounds very much like today, and yet people were noticing this 200 years ago. It said that a minister started from the Moravian Church, and what he saw was that Christmas had become all about eating too much, feasting too much. There was just too much, and the meaning of Christmas had been lost, and he created the Christingle. But that's only one of the stories. The story I like best is about a family. And this was a family that didn't have very much. So, in that part of Europe, there was a tradition. We've all got traditions. I'm sure you follow traditions in your families. I was talking a wee bit about that this morning. And we all have traditions. They're all things that we like to have at Christmas. But in that country and in that church, a tradition was to go to a service on Christmas Eve and take a gift to put beside the manger, a gift to the Christ child. And this family didn't have anything to take. So what could they take? So they looked round the house, and there at the back of the cupboard, there was an orange. Now, I can remember being quite excited about an orange. It was at the bottom of my stocking. People remember that? Do you still get an orange at the bottom of your stocking? A chocolate one. See how times have changed. Well, it was a Jaffa orange at the bottom of mine. And underneath that, what was underneath that when you were growing up? Yeah. At the bottom of my stocking, underneath the orange, was a sixpence. You won't know what a shilling is either. Have you ever seen a half crown? No. See, that's all money that some of the older boys and girls will remember very well. That was the money before we decimalised. So a sixpence was worth 2.5 pence. And you could get a bag of crisps and a bottle of juice for a sixpence when I first saw those. Anyway, right. So there was an orange, but it wasn't just the best orange in the world. It had been in the cupboard a while. Who has things at the back of the cupboard that... Are you embarrassing your family? So there are always things at the back of the cupboard that are... Well, they didn't have dates on them in those days, so... This orange had a bit where the stalk went. It was a bit kind of soft. So they thought, well, what could we do? That bit needed to be scooped out. And what fitted in there perfectly, and of course they had lots of, because this was how you got light in a house when it was at night time, was a candle. And it looked a bit like a little lamp, but it was a bit plain. So one of the girls in the house, who was wearing a ribbon in her hair, took the ribbon out. It was a red ribbon, but of course it wouldn't stay. So they took some wooden skewers and held it in place. And just, I suppose, maybe the health and safety executive, maybe this was a risk assessment. So that makes it modern, doesn't it? So they put some dried fruit on the ends of the skewers, and it looked not too bad. And off they went to church. But in church, there at the entry to the church was the manger, and there were all sorts of beautiful gifts, probably maybe a bit like the gifts sitting around the Christmas tree here, and maybe you've got gifts lying around your Christmas tree as well, and I suspect there may be one or two parcels tomorrow morning, if there are any good boys and girls in the church. So they thought, oh, this looks very, very plain. So they took their little gift and they hid it at the back, as you do if you're putting down something and you don't want people to go, really? But the minister who was conducting worship picked up that gift and he said, I've got a story to tell you. And this story is about Christmas. And here is the best gift sitting there at the door of the church. Because he said, you see this orange? Well, it's round like the world. And of course, God loves the world. This is the world God came to. Not a perfect world, but a world that needed help. And that love we find in Jesus. And Jesus lived and died for us. And we think of life as to do with our lifeblood. And that ribbon stands for Jesus' love, and it's blood red. And then, of course, this is not limited. It's to go to all of the four corners of the world. And so the skewers represent every corner of the world. And the dried fruit, I think there's sweets on this, as well as dried fruit. So those stood for the gifts of God, the gifts of the Spirit, because God gives to us. And above it all is the candle, which stands for Jesus, which is Jesus as the light of the world. And that's why we light this candle on Christmas Day. And he said, this is the Christ light. And that, of course, is what the word Christingle means. So here is our Christingle. And I've got to see what I'm doing next. I should always keep to my script. I don't always keep to my script. So before we make our Christingles, we're going to sing a hymn, a carol that we all know well. I think I can sing this one without the words. I've been singing it so many years. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed.
Thank you.
think I need some help, and young people are always good at helping. That's okay. There's time. Who'd like to help hand out some Christingles? Well, hand out the kits. We'll maybe need some grown-up help as well. Right. Which of you is the responsible one? Do you want to take a tray? Take a tray. Take a tray. Would you like to take a tray? And you hand them out. See if... Right. If you can see if there's anybody who's not got one. If you've not got a Christingle and you'd like one. See, I told you there was plenty of time. Anybody still looking for a Christingle to make? Okie dokie. The thing to do is have a look at your orange. Everybody got an orange? Have a look at it and see, does it look round like the world? Can you hold it up? Right? So, the first thing to do is we need the red ribbon. Now, it's easier to hold this in place with the pins. Okay, so we're going to pin the red ribbon round the orange. And once you've got the red ribbon round, you need to put the skewers into four corners. And it probably looks just that wee bit better if the cocktail sticks are pointing slightly up the way, maybe 30 degrees off horizontal, and I'll come round with my protractor. And then you can put the fruit onto the skewers. I think there were actually slides for the things we're doing, but maybe because Derek's not got any sweeties. We were going to sing through the song, but we'll do that in a minute once we've got our Christingle made. And the really difficult bit is getting the sweetie onto the end of the cocktail stick. It is a bit hard. And for some people, it's really hard getting the sweetie on there without eating it. And then finally, the candle goes in the top. Who's eating the sweets? There's always one child. Derek, I take it we've got the, we'll have the, oh you're trying, I was just going to sing it the way it was done in the slides if you want, if that makes it easier. You've stuck it together, that's fine, that allows us to sing the Christingle Carol. So while you're finishing those Christingles, we'll sing the Christingle Carol. It's The tune is the Holly and the Ivy, so you'll understand it quite well, and we'll see if we can manage that. It's number, I can never remember numbers. It's 292. Thank you. We have our Christingles. There's several things that you can do with a Christingle. It could be on your dinner table tomorrow for Christmas dinner. It could be somewhere in your house to give some light. Or it could be something that you might want to give away if you know anybody that might just need something that brightens up their Christmas, because Christmas is for everybody, not just for everybody who's happy and having lots of fun at Christmas, but it's there for people who need light in their lives too. And we've been talking a lot about candles through this season of Advent and looking forward to Christmas and celebrating Jesus as the light of the world. And sometimes we think, well, you know, with all of these lights, and as was pointed out by some folk coming into church tonight, this place is really bright. It used to be quite gloomy before we did this renovation and got all these bright lights in place. But candles give a lot of light. So I think we could turn down some of those bright lights just to see how bright candles are. And there we go. They are bright. And we sometimes think a candle is just quite a tiny light, but in the darkness, it really shines. And what God would like us to do is to be like light, to bring light into people's lives. And light stands for the things that help us to see and help us to be brightened ourselves. So we go from here as light too. I think we could put up the lights again, and we're going to sing O Come All Ye Faithful. But before we do that, thank you to Nancy, who's here to play for us this evening and is trying to follow what the minister's doing because he doesn't always follow his script. And thank you to the tech team, to Doug and Derek, for trying to follow what the minister's been doing, which is always a challenge. And to yourselves for being here. I hope you're going to have a really great Christmas. And if you'd like to be here tomorrow, then please come along to the service. If the older boys and girls want to be around for watch night, there is a watch night service live in Limekilns and on screen up here, and that's a choice. But if you would like to sit in your house and also see the watch night as you peel the sprouts for tomorrow. Sprouts are coming up a lot. I hope you're growing them, James. And the question is, are all farmers called James? So if you'd like to do that, if you look up YouTube and put in Limekilns Church, where it's from, you'll find Limekilns, you'll find the live service on there, and just hit the live button and that service will come up. So let's sing O Come All Ye Faithful. Thank you. now, in the light of Christ at Christmas, go with your Christingles to be light to the world, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.